It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set. Yes, What's Up Lagos with the Techers live. Nigeria's number one for talk. We're running to the newsroom to bring you an update of the news. But on our topic today, especially those men who say they are not paying attention to their women when they come back and say they are this, they are angry. If you don't do, somebody else will do it, yo. That's where somebody will form, I'm the shoulder to lie on. Don't worry, I'm here for you. From then on, the matter will now turn to long team. Anyways, we'll talk about this about a time. Let's get run away from the news to bring you the news right now. While 7 minutes past the hour of 11, good morning, Lagos, Nigeria, and Africa and the rest of the world. And welcome to another episode of Techie Talk on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Now, Techie Talk is Nigeria's number one technology information show on radio. We can say that. We take pride in that because the past 3 years we have been running this, making sure that Nigerians are, you know, technologically savvy. Not only that, also informed about the news and happenings in the world of tech, specifically fintech, cybersecurity, the telecommunications industry, and every other aspect of technology as it affects us. And every week on Wednesday at this time, we bring you the biggest stories, the top three big stories as far as tech is concerned, and then get your opinion on them. And today on the show, we'll have a special focus on the CBN
e-Naira.
Orowa, the stock. Orowa, the stock. I don't know if that's correct. Please don't laugh at my Yoruba, please. Just respect my Yoruba. You know, the stock, as far as that's concerned, we'll find out a whole lot more. We want to know what Nigerians actually feel or think about the e-Naira. And if you've downloaded the app already and if you've been using it, your experience. We'll get to that. But before we get into that, here are the top three stories that we have outlined for your listening delight today on Techie Talk, shall we, Andrea?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to kickstart this off by bringing you information that the Nigerian Communications Commission, NCC, on Friday alerted Nigerians of the existence of a new and high-risk and extremely damaging malware called
Flubot.
Flubot, F-L-U-B-O-T. That's what the malware is called. Now, this contains a statement issued by the Director of Public Affairs, that's DPA, NCC, Dr. Ikechukwu Adinde, on Friday in Abuja.
Now, for those who don't know what a malware is, now, a malware is a generic word used to describe a virus or software designed specially to disrupt, damage, or gain unauthorized access to your computer system.
That's right. And according to him, that's talking about the DPA of the NCC, the information received on Thursday from the Nigeria Computer Emergency Response Team, that's NGCERT, that's how that's a short form of them, Flubot targets Androids and fake security updates and app installations.
Oh, wow.
So if you have a mobile phone, Android phone, or you have a laptop that has Android OS, you are
at risk right now.
You're at risk with this Flubot.
Now, the NGCERT affirmed that Flubot impersonates Android mobile banking applications to draw fake web view on targeted applications. And its goal transcends stealing personal data and essentially targets stealing of credit card details online, online banking credentials. And it's also said that Flubot is circulated through short messages service, SMS, and can snoop on incoming notifications, initiate calls, read or write SMSs, and transmit the victim's contact list to its control system. Now, this is scary. I'm sure that all Android users will be paranoid.
Absolutely. It's really scary because that's not even all. The NCC also notes that, you see, this new malware undermines the security of devices by, you know, copying fake login screens of prominent banks. And the moment the user enter their login details to the fake page, their data would be harvested and transmitted. So, for example, you just see a space or maybe online that shows that you are logging into your bank's website or you want to do internet banking or thereabout.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's Flubot.
Mm.
And then you just log in and then they harvest your details, everything, and it can take it. So it's quite serious. It's quite serious matter there. And that's not all. When they get that, you know, it secures, I mean, when they get that, you know, you're open to whatever attacks, as it were. So the big question here now is, how can one secure themselves from this Flubot?
Mm.
So one of the ways is, do not click on links if you receive a suspicious text message. So if you receive a message, and do not install any app or security update that the page asks you to install. Use updated antivirus software that detects and prevents malware infections.
Also, apply critical patches to the system and application.
Mm-hmm.
Use your strong password. I mean, we say that all the time here.
Yeah.
Use a strong password and enable your two-factor authentication.
That's right.
Over logins. This is like...
This is our common...
Yeah, I would say that it can't be overemphasized.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And lastly, to also be safe, we hope you do, back up your data regularly. Now, if you have been affected by this campaign, all right, you should reset your device to factory mode as soon as possible. Mm. So you back up your data, do a major reset, and this deletes any data on your phone, including personal data.
Mm.
So that way, you're that's like the strong reset, as it were.
What do you think about this?
Man, I know that it's not the first worry about cybersecurity, but this is really, really serious.
It's scary. Mm.
There was a time I noticed that I wasn't getting my notification from the bank, even my one-time password. And that's, by the way, one of the things this Flubot would do.
Okay.
Your one-time password will go instead to the person who has harvested your details as against you.
Mm.
So, you know, you try it, you just notice that you're not getting it. But the number is the same and you're confused. You go to the bank and the bank will also be confused, but let's change your number. I remember I had to go to the bank, stop, delete and all that. And now hearing this, I'm suspecting that perhaps that was an attack on my device. So I'm really worried, and that's why we keep shouting about cybersecurity and people should take that seriously. Go online and find more information about how you can protect your device and yourself.
Absolutely. Moving straight to the next story. Airtel Nigeria has been rated the fastest network in the telecoms broadband category. Ookla, a global leader in mobile and broadband network intelligence, testing applications and technology, made these ratings publicly recently. So, yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's not all. According to Ookla's latest, that's quarter three 2021 market report in the states of Nigeria's mobile and fixed networks, Airtel Nigeria had a speed of 33.43 megabytes per second.
Mm.
And this makes it the fastest among broadband networks available in the country. And this is a 17% growth rate from the numbers it recorded in the first half of 2021.
Wow, interesting.
Yep.
Now, these figures show steady, significant growth from the 0.18 megabytes
per second.
Mm-hmm. It recorded in the first quarter of 2021, and the 28.82 megabytes per second speed score recorded in the second quarter of the same year. Now, coming second, I'm sure we're waiting. So if Airtel is the first with this, where is the very popular one that, you know, we all jump on? Now, coming second place with the fastest network speed in this report is MTN Nigeria.
Okay.
Mm. Now, the Yellow Network recorded a speed score rating of 18.70 megabytes and 25.87 megabytes and 26.15 megabytes for the first, second, and third quarters, respectively. Mm-hmm. Now, other telecom brands in the Nigerian market, that is Glo and Nine Mobile, recorded speed score rating as low as 11.72 megabytes and then 10.21 megabytes, respectively. Okay.
Now, I mean, why this is interesting, I brought you on the radio, it's because there's need for there to be competitiveness in that space, especially from the angle of the listeners, the user's experience. You know, a lot of complaints about network is this and all that. And I'm sure that these brands, as a listen, they are going to do more and try to beat, you know, beat themselves. And that has been the whole stuff, so that you can be the best, as it were. I know some people say, I don't agree. No, my internet is still better. So we don't mind if you want to share your personal experience with data, with the network provider, which you think is faster. We don't mind. We're here for you. This is Techie Talk. Hello.
I mean, but shout out to Airtel.
Absolutely. Shout out to them and to MTN and the rest of them also.
Okay, the third story, which is our main story or main focus today, which we'll be hearing your feedbacks in just a moment. Have you downloaded the eSpeed wallet?
Aha.
And what has been your experience? Now, Nigeria's central bank digital currency, that is CBDC, the eNaira, has gone live after an official launching by President Muhammad Buhari on Monday. Now, the launch took place at the State House in Abuja. Nigeria happens to be one of the only few countries in the world to develop an official digital currency. So that's a kudos.
Yes. Yes, I think it is.
That's a kudos.
We're leading in that area. Now, the eNaira was developed by fintech company Beats, that's a BIT, which is also behind the creation of the CBDC in some East Caribbean countries.
Now, at the launch on Monday, the Central Bank of Nigeria governor, Godwin Emefiele, said 500 million eNaira, that is in approximately $1.21 million has already been minted.
Okay. He also added that the CBDC's digital currency app and its merchant wallet are now live and available for download.
That's right. Now, the two apps, that is the eNaira Speed Wallet and eNaira Merchant Wallet, are now available on Google Play Store and, of course, Apple Store. A notice on the eNaira website gave details into how the currency and the wallet would work. And then one of the very prominent notice that I think we should say right now, and I also think that a lot of people have been finding that also very challenging, but hey, this is what he said. It says, get ready with your accurate BVN data for your hitch-free enrollment.
That's what the notice said.
That's
on
what
the website
notice said.
So that means, bottom line, all you just need is your BVN data, all right? And then you can enroll.
You need your BVN data. Ooh. I think there are different tiers to this. What's it called? The different tiers to it. But yay.
Okay.
Have you downloaded the eNaira Speed Wallet or the eNaira Merchant Wallet? Because they are both available.
Absolutely. Well, before we get to ask the questions and then hear from you, Lagos, specifically this, now you want to know what Nigerians think about this eNaira and the app and everything that has been launched and want to know your experience. Let's remind you that the Central Bank of Nigeria also has released the regulatory guidelines for the seamless operation, seamless, I have to underline that, I put that in parentheses, seamless operation of the eNaira, a digital currency of the fiscal Naira, in case you don't know. So, Chibuzo Efusobi, the CBN Director of Financial Policy and Regulatory Department, said the 14-page guidelines released by the Central Bank had become effective from Monday, October 25.
So according to him, additionally, it will improve monetary policy effectiveness, enhance government capacity to deploy targeted social interventions, provide alternative, less costly channel for collection of government revenue, and boost remittances through formal channels.
All right. So the guideline seeks to provide simplicity, according to them, in the operation of the eNaira, encourage general acceptability and use, promote low cost of transactions, drive financial inclusion, while minimizing inherent risks of disintermediation or any negative impact on the financial system.
So our question to you right now. I'm sure that hearing of eNaira is no longer news.
Yep.
But we want to know, have you downloaded the app? Have you started using the app? Have you registered? What is your experience, your user experience? Do you want to share that with us? Do you trust the CBN on this one?
And what's your general thoughts, general thinking when you hear eNaira? What's your thought generally on this? Absolutely. So we would like to hear from you. And how do you think the eNaira can impact your economic life? One of the reasons they want to do this for financial inclusion. You know, to also, I mean, what are your worries generally as a Nigerian? All right.
Okay, we also want to know your reviews about the app. It looks like there's been quite a lot of not so good reviews.
Negative reviews,
yeah,
right.
A lot of it.
Okay, let's hear from Lagos here and start now when Nigerians at large. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number. 0700-993-993-993. 993.
Okay, and then you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that
on
via
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
We have quite a lot of WhatsApp messages already. Okay. Hey, the phone lines are buzzing. For females, this one's for you, 01465-7190. I'll take that again, 01465-7190.
This is Techie Talk with the Techers, live on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Our first caller, I want to take a message. Shegun is on the line now to talk to us.
Okay, let's hear Shegun then.
Right.
And Shegun is in transit.
That's
right.
Now.
Okay.
Hello, Shegun. Good morning. Welcome.
Yeah, morning, Mr. Collins. Yeah, it will be foolhardy of any Nigerian to just jump at the eNaira. Because some president at CBN launched it. It's like buying the Nigerian Airways ticket or the Air Nigeria ticket because Harvey Derica, what's his name now, launched a logo. You know, this government has never pulled anything through. So personally, I don't expect them to pull this through as well. I'm not being negative.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, doing a general overview of this government and what they've done. You know, put on the table over the past 6 years.
Yeah.
All right.
It will be very foolhardy of Nigerians, any Nigerian for that matter, to jump at. Don't forget that they stopped the Bitcoin. This same guy stopped the Bitcoin. Now, you came back with eNaira somewhere along the line. It's going to be very foolish of anybody.
All right.
Just keep your fingers crossed and see what pans out.
All right.
They are capable of anything.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that one. It sounded as though he was discouraging every other person. But I think that, I mean, that would be most of Nigerians' review.
That's right.
When it comes to using the eNaira and all of that, or using that. Okay, let's see. This person here says, I've been looking for it since yesterday. I've never seen the app on the Google Play Store. Trust me, you're not alone. I had that experience at first until I typed something different. So maybe what you should do is to type a small lowercase letter E and with a capital letter N, Naira.
All right.
Yeah, together, then Speed Wallet. Maybe you would find it.
All right, David.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Techers.
Good morning.
To me, what the Naira needs is a strong value. Any other thing you want to do aside making the Naira have a value is just like dancing around the same circle.
All right.
You understand? So yeah. When the CBN governor was talking about the value of the Naira, our bookers and all that, things do not improve. Now all of a sudden, you say you want to release the Naira. What is the value of the currency in question? Improve on the value shares, then every other thing is fixed. When you only have value, then there's no point.
All right.
On WhatsApp, this is coming from NTA from Jermain Estate. He says, good morning, the Techers. Kudos to Airtel, but the best used to me, Etisalat before they left and Nigerian Factor came in with Nine Mobile and destroyed everything.
Oh, okay.
That's what he's saying. That's NTA from Jermain. I think he dropped that based on what we asked earlier when it comes to speed network. Another here says, well done to the Techers on the network speed. My MTN is slightly faster than my Glow, but the Glow data is somehow cheaper than MTN, and even the Glow still meets my speed needs. Not saying that they should not improve anyways.
All right. Emmanuel is on the line. Hi, Emmanuel from Lekki.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, this same government, they banned Bitcoin. And they crippled a lot of businesses for God knows how long. And now they are bringing e-naira. It's e-naira that does not have value. It doesn't have value. So what are we using this e-naira for? There are better things to disturb themselves about. There are bad roads. Food is rising every day. I mean, there's traffic all over Lagos. People are homeless under the bridge and they're bringing up e-naira. To do what? Which money are we going to use to go and download and put inside this e-naira? What are we going to use it for?
Okay, we need to go on a break.
Welcome back. You're listening to Techie Talk on Nigeria's number one for Talk 99.3 Nigeria Info, live in the city of Lagos. And we are excited to be a part of your life this afternoon, talking to you the best of tech stories as they affect you as a Nigerian. And our conversation today is narrowed down on the e-naira. She's Andrea Odobi Teke, and I'm Collins Teke.
We asked a question earlier that what do you think about the e-Naira? Have you downloaded the e-Naira Speed wallet or the e-Naira Speed merchant wallet? Have you done any of those? And then what are your reviews? Like I said earlier, there are some people who don't have good a lot of not so good reviews that we've seen. On the app is rated 2.0.
Okay.
On the app.
Yeah.
It is rated, that's based on ratings and review, it's rated 2.0. That's the e-Naira Speed wallet.
I mean, it's too early. Perhaps it's too early to start judging.
Right? And then, I mean, it's normal when something's new to get some kind of criticisms and what have you. But we want to know your user experience. If you have downloaded, if you have registered, what are those common bottlenecks that you have observed so far?
That's right. And on Facebook, we're streaming live and on YouTube too. There are a number of comments coming our way. Let's take one or two calls and then run back to check out some comments. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Success.
Hi, Success. Welcome.
Thank you. So, I've not been able to download the e-naira stuff, and I don't even understand it. So, I don't.
All right.
Yeah. Then secondly, I won last week on your show. That was approximately 1 week ago. And I've not heard anything. Nobody has contacted me. I sent a message and no one is responding.
How did you won? What game? How did you win?
I answered 5 questions. I was the third person that answered 5 questions last week Wednesday.
Okay. Were your details taken?
Yes.
Your details were taken?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? Just hang in there. Someone will take your details again so that we can reach out to you.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm. All right, thank you.
Just hang on. Someone will get your number now. All right. Well, more messages coming in.
And that's right. On WhatsApp, this person's still saying he's been looking for the app and he hasn't seen. Another here. This is Olumide from Ifako Ijaya, Lagos says, good morning, Collins and Andrea. What's up, Lagos? I have downloaded the app, but in process of completing the registration, was told my email address wasn't linked with my BVN. He says more work still needs to be done.
All right.
Regards. Okay.
All right. If this product will at least liberate the citizens from the cabal, the bankers, he says, and ease the transactions, I can't imagine selling a product as a retailer with a profit of a margin of 100 naira, only for the buyer to transfer into my account. At last, the bank would deduct 30 naira, postage will deduct, and other deductions until a retailer makes nothing, but the bank is making gains without sweat. Now, the banker has said that it's possible bound for hell.
That's what do you make of his comment?
Ibn Jumar. Let me take another comment. I'll come back to his comment. He said they are all busy introducing what will benefit them and they know where to cover up, just to cover up their activities and atrocities. Simple. That's coming from Henry C. on Facebook. And a blessing says MTN network is the fastest. All right, a blessing. That's you. All right. Bello Olayinka, stop condemning everything the government is doing. What is our problem, Sef? Are there no homeless people in America? This person is asking. That's coming from Bello Olayinka.
Okay. On is this first? Person chose to be anonymous, and all he's right. saying, "What she's saying, good morning. There's a lot of malware out there on the internet, especially when you use browsers. In fact, some of these apps would be downloaded automatically and hide. You won't see it in your app list. I've had to deal with it for a lot of people. Antiviruses aren't enough, except you pay the premium. If a user notices ads come up on your phone frequently or web pages just open, the user needs to go to settings, then manage app, search through the uninstalled apps that look suspicious. Okay, I think he's giving us a heads up based on the malware we talked about earlier.
You're cleaning up, making sure that you're cleaning up your phone, your apps all the time, and checking through settings. Larry has been on the line. I don't know if he's still there. Hello, Larry. Hello. Okay, it's gone. Okay.
Anonymous continued by saying about the e-naira, I don't understand the purpose yet, but because I don't know what e-currencies are. In fact, my project in school was about e-currencies. My only problem is having a currency working like the normal currency. It says same transfer fee, etc. I don't know if you get it. But I think for e-naira, there are no charges. I don't think that's part of it. There are zero charges. So you can make transfers, receive money. You can make transactions without necessarily paying. You don't pay. There are no charges, so to speak.
Yeah, a lot of banks have been kicking against it, and the banks have been talking about the how the CBN is trying to come and take our business. You know, they're trying to render us,
profitless.
Profitless, useless, as it were.
Yeah.
And the CBN also came out to say, no. What we're doing will not affect you. In fact, it's only going to complement. So let's see where this film gets to, all right?
it's still playing out.
If it's a series or is it just a one-off or a season, we'll get to find out. The phone lines are buzzing fully as we speak right now.
Hello. 0700-993-993. 993. And this one's for women. 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah. Well, this is my first time of calling to you.
Welcome.
Wow, good to have you. Yeah.
Please, concerning the e-naira. I don't want to condemn what they are doing, but let's look at this. Are you bringing in a platform that doesn't add any value to the useless naira we have? If something got to my mind now, I just look back. Check, in the last 10 years, $500 was like 100,000 naira. Today, $500 is over 250 naira, and you're bringing in naira that have the same value. With the naira we are holding, I don't know where we're heading to with this.
All right.
I don't know. If they are trying to reduce what the banks is doing, that's okay. But they should have added value to it so that it will be attractive. So what? The one I have in my pocket is useless. Then I'll use my data to download another useless one.
All right.
It's not really good. We need to just do something. The naira is just going down every day. All just right. Come on, $500, $250,000.
Wow. Thank you so much for making your point. I think more people are interested in the value of the currency.
Of the currency and not necessarily, you know, getting to participate or using the e-wallet or the e-naira. Yeah.
Now, the big question is, will more financial inclusion in any way help to increase the value of the naira? Or what do we need to do to increase the value of the naira? That's like the bigger question to answer right here.
Absolutely. Melody Owie from Mijego says that e-naira isn't this another story again. He says, well, I'm sitting with my hands crossed, but you know, in our country, the government doesn't care about you. I just hope this boat won't sail off leaving me behind in case they decide to get it right this time.
Okay.
I mean, so you go ahead and download the app then.
Absolutely. Well, it's time for us. We're just getting into gradually the last 15 minutes of the show, which is sponsored by Land Lotto. Conversation still continues. By the end of this month, somebody's going to win 500,000 naira. and in the Landlord 2 monthly jackpot. And you get more information on how you can be a part of it as you proceed. But let me quickly take this message on Facebook on our topic at hand. Good morning, the techers. You guys are the ultimate. Now, the same government that banned Bitcoin trading is now bringing in Naira, whatever. They say they should fix the electricity problem first before bringing in Naira. That I don't understand. He said the electric power supply is killing our businesses. It's killing my business. Inara can rest, I beg, he says. All right. He said, do you know how much a dollar is to the Naira? This is somebody's comments. Yeah. That's the only question he's asking. And, right. I think this stuff on Facebook, those are the comments we have thus far.
Okay. So back to WhatsApp. And this is Nwankwo.
Okay.
It says, hello, the techers, great job. On the CBN Naira app, I hail the federal government. I would download it soon in full support for the fate in this nation. I choose to see the good of this nation and still respect the see no good people who would buy powder to dance on the street. If it was Ghana that started it just to spite the government, according to your fate, be it unto you. Okay.
So he believes in that.
Yeah, he does believe in it. Also, to add to that, Ghana is also looking to have theirs.
Absolutely.
E-cities.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's a thing.
It's a thing indeed. The lines are buzzing, really. And we have more messages coming in too. Oh, boy. Okay, let's take a call. Okay. Hello, good morning. Hi, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good afternoon.
It's morning. Good morning to you.
Yeah, okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Okay, my name is Emeka.
Hi, Emeka. Let's talk.
Yeah, what CBN is doing is wrong.
How?
They are shifting from their core duties. Are they engaging in commercial banking or what? Is this e-money another bank or what? Is it a malware to collect our data? You know, virus can come in many ways, as you said. Because I don't see the difference between my own mobile app that I have with a commercial bank and this e-money they are talking about. What difference will it offer?
Why?
You know, some of these things will go, they give contracts to people. And they'll freeze Nigeria. At the end of the day, they will ask him, where is the money? And most of this income are paid by loan. Saying that loans that cannot be repaid in their own time.
All right.
The government of central banks said today or yesterday that it's of Angela that destroyed the value of Naira. But when he took over as the government, the rate of dollar to Naira was 170. Today is about 570 something.
That's right.
Is it Babangida that was CBN governor in those years he was talking about?
All right. Thank
you. Okay. We have Samuel from Ikeja on the line. Hi, Samuel. Welcome.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lagos. Cheers.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah. The e-Naira. On its own, I would say it's a nice concept.
Yeah.
On its own.
Yeah.
But number one problem is, there is not enough sensitization about what the e-Naira is all about.
Absolutely.
You know, it's meant to be the equivalent of a Bitcoin we want to believe. But can the government try and put out enough information so that people will not be assuming it's XYZ while it's actually ABC?
That's right.
You know, we don't assume it's more complicated than it ought to be.
Yes.
Then, now, this is it. If you're doing an e-Naira, which, as I said, my own assumption is meant to compete with the Bitcoins and the rest. And the denomination of the Bitcoins and the rest is dollar denominated. So, have we been successful enough to control our Naira relative to the dollar, value-wise? You just said the Ghanaians are thinking of doing the ECD.
Yeah.
And with the ECD, if we remember, some years ago, they did the denomination of the CD so that the CD and the dollar is almost at par.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're now saying ECD, you know, you can now relate it to the dollar. Nigeria Naira, as of today, has two values.
Mm.
We have the CBN value and we have the open market.
Yeah.
Let me use that template value.
Mm.
The CBN value is give or take a 400 and something, while the open market is doing 570 plus.
Yeah.
So at what is it going to be pegged?
Mm.
You see, so we've not done enough homework and sensitization on this e-Naira concept for the people to believe in it.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he made quite a lot of sense when it comes to sensitization. You know that a lot of people still don't understand what the e-Naira is about. We need to go on a break to hear from our sponsors, Land Lotto, right now. We'll be right back.
Hear about Land Lotto, you don't ready to win better. This one na ogbonge opportunity for you to change your life, come move enter new level. You know say with Land Lotto,
you fit carry 200 to win 10,000 naira daily. If you play 500, you fit win 50,000 naira every Super Saturday. If you come play 1,000 naira, you fit win 500,000. If you get mine with 2,000 naira, you fit become landowner for our Land Mega Win. If you can't get mine, come one try your luck. You fit play with 3,000 naira to win an apartment in this our Lagos.
To play, make you register on top www.landlotto.ng and make you follow all the instructions where them give you. Land Lotto, you win every day.
Of course, with Land Lotto, you win every day. Remember that this last part of the show is sponsored by Land Lotto.
That's right. And counting down in a matter of days, somebody's going to win the 500,000 naira in the Land Lotto jackpot, monthly jackpot. And you heard it, how you can be a part of it. You could go to the website, landlotto.ng. That where you can play. You can even play online.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you the number on how you can play online. I mean, offline, I beg your pardon. I will give you that number as it were. Yesterday, you heard from the winner of 50K.
He was so excited.
Anyways, let's get back to, we're still talking about Naira, but this time we're talking about the e-Naira.
Naira.
And we'd like to hear more from Lagosians and Nigerians.
Absolutely.
What do you think about it?
Absolutely. On YouTube, we have Sheung Ade says, e-Naira is useless. Same rate to the useless Naira. Cannot be used to pay for services. It says goods outside Cal. Okay. Thank you, Shewa Day. We also have, Ebenezer Osodeke Olushola. Ebenezer says, just like other past government programs, this e-Naira stuff like the elephant before, it will never fly.
Hmm.
Okay, there's another one coming from Alake. Joshua says, e-Naira or F, e-Naira, he says, e no consign me. All I know is I came, I saw, I conquered, and shout out to Andrea Teke Collins. Prestige boys, take care, and everyone at Nigeria Info na Mokola Ude.
Mokland. Shout out to you, Alake
Joshua. Shout out to you. On WhatsApp, Babs from Adjust says, Nigeria is funny, Sham. Not that I am pessimistic, but Shane, not the same government I will trust with e-Naira, so I will put my money there, Bab. And he says, later we hear that the app has crashed or someone has jackpot. And he says, okay, getting the e-Naira doesn't give me discounts because I need discounts from my pepper seller and the old woman who sells Ijebugari.
Wow.
Okay.
Babs.
From what I can yeah. observe, right, from the feedbacks and reviews here and there, people are actually open to it. But there's a tiny little bit of trust issues. The fact that this is a government product.
That's
and
right.
It's not a private product, and that, am I sure that my data would be safe? Am I sure that my money would be safe? So these are concerns, I'm thinking, coming from Nigerians. It's okay.
They're valid concerns, and I'm wondering why the CBN and indeed all those who are behind, maybe they have plans to do proper sensitization, But go to the right places. You can't just be saying, oh, we are all... You know, most time we talk to government agencies about, oh, you need some coverage, you need sensitization. You know what they tell you?
Mm.
We are an NTN. We see us. We are... Hello, sir, please. Hello, sir. Hello, sir. Hello. Hello, sir. Hello, sir. I'm not saying you cannot be an NTN. Be in the right places where you'll be heard. And do the sensitization. You know, I think they need to do a lot more. If this is going to work, Nigerians need to understand it. We are doing our part to sensitize the people and also bring the conversation on radio, but we can only do this much, all right? But if you put some, you know, put spend some money to make some noise and so that people will know about this. I want to believe they have plans, and I want to believe that more Nigerians will hear about this. In the meantime, don't forget www.landlotto.ng. That's where you can register and choose your preferred draw and play. By the end of this month, 500,000 naira, somebody's going to win. By the end of November, a land in Lagos, somebody's going to win a landed property in Lagos. And then by the end of December, somebody's going to win an apartment in Lagos. So guys, we want you to be that person. We care about you as a family show. We care about you. So please go to www.landlotto.ng. To play, try your luck.
The phone lines are still buzzing. I guess a lot of Nigerians want to talk about this.
Yeah, so...
So let's hear it. Hello? Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
You're live.
Hello, yeah. Yeah, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos, indeed.
Yeah. So, yeah, this e-money, whatever they call it, okay?
It's e-money.
Okay, e-money, Abby.
Naira.
Is it a Bitcoin or is it a transfer, this thing, what's it called, like money wallet and all that?
Financial technology.
A CBDC, that's Central Bank Digital Currency.
Digital currency. So how does it work? Just as you're saying now, there's not enough sensitization. So if they are this thing on the NTA, how many people listen to NTA or Radio Nigeria? Do you understand? So they should wake up. Okay, they should not sit and think NTA is where they should go and be advertising this year, whatever, in there. They should come to places like here so we can ask them questions, because
right.
I have a lot of questions to ask. I don't understand what it means. If it is Bitcoin, if it is digital currency, I do not understand. And we have this thing in Nigeria. We have a clear currency on a naira to dollar. We have one for a black market to naira. So all these things, there are a lot of questions people need to ask and also understand. So please, they should open up and do the right thing.
All right.
It's not still business from a commercial bank, you know. They are regulators. That's what they are. So they should go and be looking for all those fraudsters up and down that are taking money from all these POS merchants everywhere. They should go and be looking on how to make that work well.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate you. Wow.
Do you want to comment on that?
I wanted to, but Taiwo, let me take Taiwo quickly.
Okay. Hi, Taiwo. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let me quickly say something about this e-naira and the way I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
If we are talking about crypto now, crypto is a decentralized currency, digital currency. But the e-naira... it's a crypto, but its own is just like it's a centralized digital currency by the Central Bank of Nigeria.
Mm.
So the difference there is just that the advantage that the e-naira is bringing is that instead of you using your bank app, because you can, it's similar to the bank app, but the difference there is that it's not controlled by any bank or financial institution. It's only controlled by the CBN.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all these charges, you have the merchant's own that you can easily transfer money, your own e-naira to the merchant. So all these charges and all that are excluded from it. So that's a good aspect.
All right. So next week, surely, we'll try and get someone from the CBN to come and explain the e-naira better. And also we ask all the questions. So prepare your questions next week on Techie Talk.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get them to come on the show. They've been here before, so we'll have them again. And this time, e-naira is our focus. It was good to hear what Nigerians think about e-naira today.
Absolutely. But we can hear from the undertone of their voices, most are confused about it, while some are having trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we need to wrap it up right now. Tomorrow will be Family Clinic on What's Up Lagos as well. For now, we'll be stepping aside for the news as it comes up at 12. I am Andrea Odwobi. Take care.
And for those who like to play Landlotto, the information is coming your way right now. And thanks to Landlotto for sponsoring this last segment of the show. Good luck to you. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Bye for now.